Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
I'll tell you what, this man is in hot demand. He certainly is. He is the father of what we can proudly say now, an Olympic gold medalist from Tassie, Ariane Titmus. Steve Titmus joins me now. Matey, how are you now? Has he calmed down a little bit?
G'day, Fairs, and g'day, everyone. Oh, mate, I lost my voice at the end of the race, but it has come back, which is great. I've just had a couple of little celebratory champagne. And we've actually now enjoying a wonderful afternoon and early dinner, which we're going to have on a beautiful place at Noosa with all the pods. So, mate, I've come back down to earth, but it's all too surreal. Just quite extraordinary, mate, that Arnie's come from Tassie. We're so enormously proud of how she's conducted herself, and now she's done the state of Tasmania enormously proud.
Matey, I must admit, I was choking up there at the end. I mean, it was a thrilling finish. I was yelling, I was screaming. I've had heart surgery, and I tell you what, I know the heart's working fine because, she's certainly got it pumping. What a thrilling race, but it was a perfect race. She sat on her shoulder. Of course, Katie Ledecky, as we know, an Olympic champion, one of the true greats. There's this great rivalry there, but Arnie sat on her shoulder there, just stalking her, and then made a move, and produced it in the dying stages and got the Olympic gold, mate. I mean, wow. And the coach, what about the coach going off? The only time I've seen anyone go off worse than that, mate, by the way, is our breakfast announcer, Glenn, when there's a pizza around. But, God, he went off.
Yeah, mate, it was the perfectly executed race. And look, we knew before the race that if she turned with 50 to go, if she was within a body length of Ledecky, we knew she would mull her down. Because Arnie is so fast on the back end. So it was just the ultimately perfectly executed race. Her and Dean have worked out the strategy. And the past 2 years, Fairsy, have been a case of every single day of training for, and swimming 70 to 80 Ks a week. Every single day has been worked out about how is Ariane going to win an Olympic gold medal on this very day. And we're just extraordinarily proud of just how she went about the whole exercise and how she's behaved herself leading up to it, and of course how she spoke after winning the gold medal. And to see your daughter stand on an Olympic podium and the national anthem of Australia to be played, I don't think it gets much better than that.
Matey, I tell you what, take us back, because 2015, you made the tough call to leave here, relocate to Brisbane, so obviously to give Arnie the best possible access to coaches and facilities to help her realise her dream of becoming an Olympic champion, which has now happened. Amazing. Just amazing. What a fairy tale. And kudos to you and Robin, for doing it, because it's incredible. What a family and what a great team achievement, because it is a team.
Oh, look, you're right, Rob. Robin and Ariane's sister Mia headed off to Brisbane to live. Well, I stayed in Tasmania for 6 months to pack up the house and to sell it. And so that's the first time we've been apart in 25 years of our marriage. And, times were tougher, when they first moved up here to Queensland. They lived in a small apartment to get things together. And we went, Peter Gartrell, who had coached in Launceston, was her coach at the time. His contract at the place where he was at fell through. Ariane ended up going to St. Peter's Lutheran College with Dean Boxall, and that college has been absolutely extraordinary in their support of us, and the people who are parents of other swimmers have been extraordinarily great friends to us. The McAvoys and the Larkins have been very close friends, and we've had a tremendous time, and the support that we've been able to be given as a family, and then what support Ariane has been given up here in Queensland, has just been amazing. Dean's nuts, mate. He's absolutely crazy. And I think I can fairly say this, though, that he is, without a doubt, the best swimming coach in the world, and potentially right at this moment, the best sporting coach in the world at the moment. His attention and focus and passion for the sport and his passion for coaching, I've never seen it in anywhere else, and I've been a sports journalist for 20-odd years. I've never seen anyone with so much passion and affection and how much commitment they make to their athletes. Not just Ariane, but all of his athletes that he's got. His commitment is just unbelievable. I know there's been so much work has gone into what was not just achieved today, but what is hopefully going to be achieved already this week, and what's going to be achieved for the rest of the week.
Yeah, the Australian team's copped a $2,500 fine for him going off like that, which is a bit disappointing. But
I don't think we'll worry about that.
No, hell no. No, it was just an amazing swim, matey. And look, I mean, obviously, you and Robin would have loved to have been over there to celebrate with Arnie. But a job's not done yet, is it?
Oh, no. Look, mate, she won a gold medal. And there she was. She got out of the pool and she said, I can't celebrate. I've got to swim the 200.
Yep.
Mate, it just goes to show what her focus is. Tonight she's in the heats. So everybody tune in tonight. We'll relive, no doubt, in the telecast. We haven't seen a replay of it yet. We'll relive the final. And then, of course, tonight she's got the heats of the 200 metres, which, mate, she'll go through those and then move away through. And the final's coming up tomorrow. So and then the 800, of course, a couple of days later. And don't forget the 4x200-metre relay. The girls, a hot show to win that and also to take out a world record as well. So, mate, it's an extraordinary Australian team we've got at the moment. And we're just enormously proud of each and every one of them. And, mate, it's just extraordinary.
Mate, look, thank you so much for your time. I know you are flat out. You've been hit by every single media outlet around the country, maybe the world. And I really appreciate your time to have a chat with me.
And, mate, can I say to everybody down in Tassie, thank you very much for all of your messages. I've got about 130 missed calls, I don't know, 400-odd text messages to go through. But, look, thank you, everybody, indeed, your wonderful support. It's just fabulous.
Steve Timmons, thank you, mate, and best of luck to Ari. I'm very sweet. And we might have to change the name of the show because I think I'll be chatting to you again in maybe a couple of days' time, mate.
Yeah, no worries at all.
All right. Appreciate your time, Steve. Thank you, mate.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.